grows wild, grows maybe 6 feet tall, and has little berries right up on the top of it. And in the fall, the leaves will turn bright red and purple. They grow in clusters, actually. Or groups, rather.
Not the shumei?
Yeah, that's
the shumei tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it has little berries at the top of it?
I like to see those.
They are beautiful. And they're usually the first little one to start changing the color, taking
I like to see them, but I don't like to see them at first, because then summer's through.
That's the way I am, too.
Do you have that vine around here with the three-fingered leaf?
Poison ivy.
Yeah.
Well, I hope not, but I'm sure we do. That Lester just, it just makes him so sick.
Huh.
He has to take shots for it.
Oh. Does he just get sick, or does something happen first? Or?
Well, it just covers so much of his body so quickly that, boy, he can't even navigate. He has had it till he couldn't even walk. He just had to lie in bed. Of course, that was before we were married, but he had it bad enough that he has taken all the precautions since we have been married.
Gee, that's good. Is he immune to it now?
I don't know. Seems like that he is not as good to go and take his shots as he used to be, but if he has the least breaking out on his skin or anything that he thinks it might be, well, he really watches it closely because he knows that he can take shots for it.
Does this make him itch at all? Or?
Poison ivy? Oh, yes. It's a horrible thing. I'd hate for him to get it in that wound he has on his leg, too. He went to his brother and had these warts and moles taken off of him, He still has a place about this size on his leg, and it was about this long. It was a big old, I called it a sea wart, on his leg. And when Rick started to take it off, he said, "Now, Lester, you know, you just get one chance at this kind, should it be malignant." He says, "You take a big cut on it to begin with." He cut such a large place. I'm sure it was about as long and nearly as wide as my hand. And it's right on the front of his leg. And now this has been, this has been a month or more. And it hasn't completely healed yet.
Well, they take a long time.
And it is taking him a long time because he's big enough, that and then doing the kind of work he does on his feet all the time. But we have it till it's come down about that size now. And and as far as I know, it looks okay. Rex hasn't looked at it anymore. But who are you? Quit it.
I had some removed from my fingers, and I thought they were never going to heal. They were small, but still, it took 3 weeks to a month.
Wondering if maybe, I feel like that Lester's is okay, but it'd be just in something like that, if you get anything like that in, like that poison ivy, in a place like that, that would just be horrible. But, I know, I just feel sure that it is healing as it should because of Rex taking these other tests while he had him over there. Well, he took a cardiograph and he took a picture of his lungs and took a blood count and checked his blood vessels, cholesterol and everything.